to you live from the outer reaches of space. We're on the good ship Kakarot here, floating through the atmosphere with, boy oh boy, one of our more ambitious projects here as a space team. We are going to a brand new planet that's never been landed on, and never been named or anything. They're just floating out there, and we do have it on good authority that there is terrestrial life there, and we are going to be introducing them to what our world government has deemed the most valuable thing that we've ever created as a species: the entire Nintendo brand. So yeah, basically it's too much to just throw on these folks, unfortunately. It's just too much at once. We have to sort of pick and choose what is ultimately going to be the most valuable and substantive. Oof. I'm so glad I landed that plane. Substantive. I was not sure I was going to get. Is it not a word? It could potentially. The jury's out. It could potentially not be a word, folks. But yeah, we're going to have to determine that some way. And I don't know how we're going to do it, but I have an entire crew here to help me. I have, of course, my first mate and the beautiful boy, Connor McCabe. Connor, how are you?
Oh, this planet's really sticky.
Senator. Connor,
I'm not allowed to say my piece?
Welcome. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Thank you for
And thank
me.
You for everything you're doing on the ship.
Oh, hey, happy to be here.
Number one duty, futzing around. Okay. Anyways, we have, of course, the steering wheel operator, Patrick Ehlers. Patrick, hello.
Hello, Jeremy.
Aerith. It's Aerith. And you are?
Patrick!
Steering wheel looking good, straight up and down, as always.
Yeah.
We're going straight.
Good. Yeah. Straight to the destination.
Yep, that's right.
Oh, we have, of course, our computer cleaner. I was writing down jobs I think go on a spaceship, and computer cleaner on the list. Of course, we have Mark Mitchell.
Hey, my main job, really. I mean, when you get down to it, is I inhale into my lungs as much air as possible, and then I expel it as quickly as possible and as small a stream as possible through my mouth. So that way, because you can't have compressed air on a spacecraft, because what if it explodes?
It would blow up.
I have to function as compressed air, and that takes a lot of focus.
It does, and you have something in common with one of the all-time greatest Nintendo heroes, Kirby. And welcome aboard.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Okay.
Oh, my.
We have, of course, the shield generator, Adrian Holmes. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard.
Reporting in,
yes.
Shields are generating.
Blessed to have you. Thanks for being here. So many months away from family too.
It's a sacrifice we have to make.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we have newcomer to the ship, newcomer to the crew, and of course, we all know where the newcomers go when they first get here. And that is, of course, to the brig, baby. We got our brig master, Greg Smith. Greg, welcome.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy coming from the brig. I'm so glad to be here.
The best thing about being the master of the brig is that I do know what a brig is.
And I'm we all know what a brig is.
And I'm just here making sure everything's chill. Yes. It's chill vibes in the brig.
Yes.
If I had more time, I would take the time to explain it, but we don't have the time, so I'll just continue.
We can't explain the brig. It's too obvious. Okay.
Okay.
I put some soccer balls in my ball sack. Soccer balls into my balls. I don't know how else to say it.
Perfect.
All right.
So that drop was just a song I made.
That was just you.
That was just me. With the Street Fighter Perfect at the end.
Greg, I was...
Because that's what I thought of that. Talk tick.
A couple days ago, Greg, I was just singing that to myself.
Oh, boy.
So well done.
That's
don't,
very...
don't make it if you don't want it to be on the show, okay? That's what I got to say. To all content creators.
Jeremy, you just put on a leather jacket and started smoking a cigarette.
Jack and Jill. Okay. Well, look. It's good. It's been a hoot being out here in space with you fellers, and I got to say you know, we've been keeping each other company. A lot of pranks going on aboard, which I just want to take a quick moment to.
The pranks are okay. They're fine. I'm not
Patrick
mad about
Patrick has issue with the pranks, it sounds like.
Okay,
a little
with the
issue
pranks.
With the pranks.
I'm fine.
What's I'm okay. Are you saying they're not good enough? There's too many. What's the issue here?
I'm saying that blue paint doesn't wash out of pubes very easily.
Yeah. Where's my original prankster drop? That's what I need in here. I need an original prankster drop. Well, yeah, and I guess you know, I'm looking forward to touching ground here with these folks, and you know, hello, you know, this is how many fingers we have, you know, doing that whole thing, you know, and oh yeah, this is English
Nintendo,
we're speaking,
right?
You know,
oh,
and then
sure.
And then yeah, and then quickly, and this is Nintendo, and then it's and I think that's gonna you know. If there's anything that's like, hey, we come in peace, I think it's that big red logo, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I also brought some, you know, just, I think it's kind of customary when meeting another culture to bring like one of your culture's signature meals. So to represent humanity, I did bring a fresh batch of girl dinner to give to whatever aliens we meet. So
girl dinner, I feel like can mean different things for different people. What does it mean for you?
Oh, if kind of like the brig, if I only had time, I would explain it.
Yes.
Oh, Jeremy, I have a question for you.
Please.
I feel
Hold
like...
on, let me take a bite of girl dinner real quick.
Oh, go, please. Oh, let us know how it is. I feel like in the past when we've taken these trips, and this could be a, did you know when Bowser's stage gets hit, it turns into a star moment? But that's an inside joke.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This
yeah,
can
you
be
gotta go
those.
To the Patreon for that. Yeah. Patreon.com/SuperBusyRadio.
You gotta listen to our Super Mario 64
games. You gotta go there. Pay us money.
But, Jeremy, in the past, we've, like, gone on these ships, and we've had, like, a payload of specific consoles games. One time we had a whole year's games. We had all the games from 98. Did we bring any games with us this time?
Yes, absolutely.
Because I wanna play some stuff.
We did. We brought every game that Nintendo's ever made. And,
oh my gosh.
Pretty and
cool.
And by made I mean developed and not necessarily just published, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that's
good.
I mean, amazing.
We do also have like you know, I've got an Ultra Hand over here if we want to reach anything that's far away. I've got a set of Hanafuda cards if we want to play some of those.
Wait, sorry. I just want to clarify something you said, Jeremy. Do we have all of the games that they've published as well? It's like developed and published, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Developed and published. Are we all in agreement? Is that's what's on board?
Yeah. Well,
I think
it's, yes,
I see
Nintendo
what
has
the
lot.
Question is now.
Yes.
I think we'll find out.
Yeah. I think we'll find out.
I think
we'll
find
figure
out
if it's in there. Yeah.
It might not even matter when we're trying to pick like what stuff we bring out.
That's such a good point.
I'm actually looking over at a pile of games and I want to ask if I'm seeing the game that I think I'm seeing here.
Okay.
Okay.
Do
you
I
do
see...
that right now?
Or no, just, I don't know. Maybe we could wait. I'll wait to ask that question.
All right.
You know, I don't have time. I don't have time.
Yeah. Well, I guess how do we want to do this? I mean, normally when our spaceship gets hit with a big asteroid,
Not happened,
and will not happen for sure because we have Adrian here, the shield generator, who will...
Shield still reporting full strength.
Full strength?
Mm-hmm.
Green. Mm-hmm. Goes green, yellow, red. Red means you're in danger.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
We're good. Trust me.
I guess, I mean, we could divvy them up the way we always divvy up stuff in an emergency, which is to do a sort of fantasy snake draft of our favorite stuff. Well, so, I mean, what do you guys think?
Yeah, I do have a readout of information of the aliens we expect to encounter here.
I thought you just cleaned the computers. Now you're reading from them?
No, no. I clean the computers.
Right. I operate the steering wheel.
Yeah, he's let me
read. So you're way out of your jurisdiction.
I'm way out of my jurisdiction, yeah. Operator, steering spelled wrong. Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How is it spelled? Readout,
yeah, how is it spelled?
With an A.
Where?
After
at the beginning.
At the beginning.
At the beginning.
A steering.
This readout says that the aliens that we might encounter here are fans of variety, so we can't choose too many of the same kind of thing.
Ooh, I like that.
Is that out of fear of the aliens spanking us?
Yeah, it's, that's the number one threat is okay. If we provide them with lists that are insufficiently variable, we get spanked.
Oh,
huh.
Yeah, I don't want that either. Yeah,
I don't.
Right. I also just want to throw out there that within the first 2 days of being up here, I blew out all of my spacesuit's butt paddings.
What do you mean blew them out?
Did you get spanked or was that of your own butts doing?
Guys, it was because it was through active wear. I blew them out.
Mm.
So.
What kind of activity?
Lunges. Jogging. Pull-ups, sit-ups, squats.
Yeah.
Forgetting to pull down my pants when I sit on the toilet. And then having to stand back up and then pull them down. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That explains the new office.
Okay, great. Well, yeah. Oh, do we have any other questions before? I mean, the easiest way to do that we've discovered over time is that we'll just do a random number generator, and that'll determine the order that we go in. So yeah. Everybody pick a number between 1 and 6. I'll pick 1.
3.
4. Mark can
no,
have
no, no,
4.
No, Connor, please, I insist.
Oh,
I'll
I
take
insist.
5.
Okay.
I'll take 4.
And I'll take 1.
Okay. 1 is for Jeremy, 3 is for Adrian. Connor, you have 4.
I believe I have 4.
Patrick, you have 4. And Mark, you have 5. And Greg, you have 1.
That's right.
Okay. Does anyone, though, want maybe 6 or 2?
Why?
Just so it works out with this.
Wait, Patrick, I'll take 6 if Patrick wants 4.
I want 4.
Okay. Patrick gets 4. Connor gets 6.
Unless Greg wants 6.
Greg, could you see yourself in a 2? What do I have to do to get you in a 2 today?
He said yes. Take the yes.
Oh, great. Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, hey, if you're offering deals.
Okay. So, and out of fairness, I'm going to share screen. So, you know, I'm not getting flimsy with the numbers here. Googling random number generator. Max.
You can also just Google RNG.
6.
Wow.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I mean, they teach you that when you clean computers.
I don't think this is an appropriate time to Google.
I clean the computers. I clean the computers. Patrick doesn't clean the computer. I feel like Patrick, I don't know what Patrick is telling you when I'm not around. But I clean the computers. Patrick doesn't clean the computers.
I wonder why
they're spotless. So whoever's cleaning them is doing a great job. Whether it be Patrick,
it's me.
Whoever it is,
I'm doing it.
Whoever it might be. Okay, who's ready for me to generate this number?
Oh, me.
Let's do it.
Okay. Whoa, 3.
Adrian.
Yes, sir.
That's Adrian. Okay, Adrian gets first pick. And that means, and then we go.
It's a snake draft.
Right, but then we determine the rest of the order with like who got four would be, go next, right? And then we go back around to one. Okay, four is Patrick. Ooh, you dirty
nice
dog.
Patrick.
You dirty duck.
Really strong armed your way to that four.
Yeah.
Okay, Patrick, and then we have a five. Five is Mark. Six is Connor. Pick up sticks. One is me. And two is Greg. Greg, last but in a fantasy, in a snake draft, that's
you get back to back.
You go twice in a row. Yeah,
go twice in a row. Okay, stop sharing screen.
Okay, so for because the aliens require so much diversity and variety in their video game catalog, two rules that we need to adhere to is that when we draft a game, that franchise, which we will determine as we as a group, can no longer be selected by anyone.
Uh-huh.
And then second, when you draft a game from a console, you can no longer draft any more games from that console.
Yeah, correct. Pretty big deal.
Pretty big deal. So if you draft a Switch game, know that that's the only Switch game you're going to get.
And man, Switch is a big one.
I love this rule. It's also the rule that I think 50 times on this episode we're about to be like, oh, I forgot I already had that.
100%.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. I'm going to do that.
I would also say that we have to declare which console we are. You know, if I'm saying Breath of the Wild, I got to say if I'm taking the Wii U version or the Switch version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think, yeah, that makes sense. That's perfect. Right.
I think I have everybody here.
Great.
I think we're ready to go. Adrian, would you do us the honors? Would you crack that bottle over my head, please?
I sure will. My first pick is going to be Rhythm Heaven for the Nintendo DS.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Hard agree.
The aliens are going to love this.
Rhythm Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Why Rhythm Heaven?
I absolutely adore the Rhythm Heaven series. I think it's one of Nintendo's unsung heroes as far as the wider catalog. I love it when they get into their weirdo bag. So like that and WarioWare are two of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, are we going to have to also like kind of warn them, hey, just so you know, Nintendo's not really into this franchise. So it's not like you're going to get a lot more of them coming out. It's
right.
Kind of just one. Mean,
Let's let them see this one and see how they feel about it.
Yeah, maybe they'll hate it.
Or, who knows?
Or maybe they'll love it and then demand more of it, and it'll finally inspire Nintendo to get another
exactly.
One.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, because they just forgot to make one for Switch.
They
slipped their mind.
Yeah. They made everything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Literally, even WarioWare.
Yeah.
They made twice. Two WarioWare.
Two of them.
Two, yeah, exactly.
So... let's define this category.
I
think it's Rhythm Heaven, right? There are multiple Rhythm Heaven games. I think that just takes all the Rhythm Heaven games
Rhythm
off
Heaven
the board.
Games.
Yep.
Okay.
What do you guys think happens in Rhythm Hell?
Ooh, a lot of guitar. Yeah.
Okay.
What was that, Jeremy?
I was trying to add. Bah.
Well, Adrian, I guess you won't be going home with any other DS game since that's your DS pick.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
I got more in the tuck. Don't worry about me.
Okay, Patrick, you're up. What do you think everybody needs to see?
I mean, I think that everybody needs to see from the Wii U... Super Mario 3D World.
Wow. Whoa!
This is about to upset the apple cart.
Well, I'm surprised that Adrian left Mario on the table in his first pick.
I'm trying to give the aliens a little variety, you know?
Sure, sure.
They probably already know of Mario just because of how big he is. So.
Because of all that space trash Nintendo shoots out into the atmosphere, all of their...
Well, yeah.
Plastic. I mean, he has traveled through galaxies.
So, and when Super Mario Brothers 3, when they were getting ready to promote that, they had all those kids get together in a field to form a Mario that could be seen from space. Mm-hmm. So they probably saw that.
Oh, like, I forgot about that.
Mario. Mario.
Mario.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Patrick, what's your reasoning for this? I mean, this is pretty nuts, if you ask me. You're kind of...
You think it's nuts?
I think it's potentially nuts, Connor, probably for the same reasons you were thinking. Because where does this fall? Like,
I think...
So, yeah,
it's here to find.
I will propose that this falls into the 3D Mario franchise.
Which
would include, like, 64 and Odyssey?
And see, Galaxy, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's tough, because I kind of feel like it is closer... Sort of closer to that 3D style, but it is course based. So,
I think it's
Galaxy
its own
is course based too.
I think it's its own thing. I think you got 3D land, and yeah. I think you got 3D world, and this is its own like franchise. And Nintendo could do another one if they wanted to. It's not quite 3D Mario. It's not quite 2D Mario.
Yeah,
it's true. Its own like 3D land, 3D world spinoff.
Can we do like instead of 3D Mario's, it's like a stupid looking 3D Mario's. That's like its own.
Hang on. That feels rude.
Right.
It is doesn't rude. Feel unbiased.
I like this game. I like it. Okay. I like it a lot, actually. It's one of my favorites.
This was specifically the Wii U version, right, Patrick?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Okay.
But that's cool. More yeah. For the, that's more smarter.
That's more so I still have yeah. A Switch game. Yeah.
I think, okay. I think like just to make this nuts, I could accept it as I'd be willing to accept it as all 3D Mario games.
Wow.
But if we wanted to make its own category, what would the label be?
You kind of gave us a good one.
Oh yes. yeah, isometric or 2. Camera
2.5D.
2.5D. 2.5D.
Okay.
Like, I'm not super bothered that there are only two, because like someone said, they could make another one of this style or could have at some point.
That was me. I said that.
Oh, you.
No. It wasn't. I cleaned the computers. I said that they could make another one in the future.
Yeah.
How
about that?
I would be on board with this if we can get the rest of the panel on board.
So for 2.5D Mario, if that's the definition on the table, would that include things like Super Mario Wonder and New Super Mario Bros. Wii?
I would say no.
I would say those were strictly 2D.
But I do understand why you're asking, because it is right. 2.5D, a little bit.
Well,
a little bit it is.
There are moments.
But it's like it's like the isometric yeah. viewpoint is, I think, right. What makes like mm-hmm. the
rather than the side scrolling
the big differentiator. Yeah, exactly.
Does this include Super Mario RPG, because it's kind of isometric?
No, I would say that's a different category altogether.
Okay, just
ooh, making
what
sure. If we call this Bomberman 64 likes?
Yeah, there we go. It's just like Girl Meals and Brig. We all know what that means.
Yeah, we all know what Bomberman 64 likes are. Okay, so we're calling this 2.5D Mario's. We're okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick, are you okay with that?
I mean, I had hoped to be more disruptive and block all 3D Marios.
I know.
And now I regret my choice.
I mean,
just
if
like
you
I regret
push
my
back,
pubes.
If we
yeah, to be fair, you did that prank on yourself.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And I regret it.
Hard to call that a prank.
I think the pranks have gotten out of hand.
Yeah.
Ever since I painted my pubes blue.
I'm blue. WDW hair dye?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
That's by Dyfel 65, right?
what about
I'm fine with it. I don't need to be super disruptive. It's fine.
We don't want a challenge. We don't want to go to war. I'll be on your team to go to war with the other four.
No, I will accept 2.5D.
Okay. Okay. And that goes for any of y'all. I'll be on any of y'all's teams to go against the rest.
do these categorizations have to be unanimous or is it majority rules?
I think it's sort of like how we run the game of the year, where it's like most people are agreeing, some people are tired.
Sometimes we say we vote, sometimes we say votes aren't allowed.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes we vote, sometimes we're like we've never voted. We like gaslight everyone into thinking we've never voted. Okay. I love it, Patrick.
Yes.
2.5D Mario's. And anytime a Mario happens on this, we get a little. All right, we have Mark Mitchell up next. First choice.
Oh, man.
I think I'm going to go with Link's Awakening on the Game Boy.
Oh, great.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
I love this. And I love this so much.
Question here. Just because Game Boy and Game Boy Color are the same thing, I guess, in this.
Correct.
Why not DX?
Because I didn't think of it until you...
And when you don't think of something, you get one of these. Okay, Link's Awakening, Game Boy. I love this. But Mark, yeah, why do you like it?
What I like about Link's Awakening is kind of the same thing that I'd like about A Link to the Past, which is how interesting the characters in Hyrule are. I'm not a big 2D Zelda dungeon person. I think they get old pretty quick. But what I really appreciate about both of those games, and what we talked about earlier, that we like weird Nintendo, and I think Zelda NPCs, Nintendo likes to get really weird with them. And I used to think of that as a 3D Zelda invention, but it's not. Zelda NPCs have been weird always. And I just think Link's Awakening is a really fun example of that. So I like that game a lot.
Ugh, it's so awesome.
So are you saying that this is 2D Zelda, not Zelda?
Yeah, that's right.
You're saying 2D Zelda. Zelda.
Well, I mean, look, Patrick is wants to be disruptive.
La.
I'm more of a giver. So I would say that this is handheld 2D Zeldas.
Handheld 2D Zeldas. What
that's
I mean, what do we
so
think?
Specific.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I'll definitely push back and say we should just it should be 2D Zelda, period. As much
Oh, that feels crazy. Jeez, too. They both feel crazy.
So much.
Is there 2.5D Zelda?
No.
Are there Bomberman 64 likes in the Zelda?
No, there are not. I think this
Wait,
is
the DS ones are. The DS ones, I think, are. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that falls under the category of like the top down Zelda, right?
That's a better way to phrase it. Top down Zelda.
Top down Zelda or bottom up Zelda?
Sure, just like the ship, the steering wheel.
All right. Okay, I'll go with top down Zelda.
Mark.
Is everyone in agreement?
Fine with me.
With that.
Yep.
Guys, that's so many Zeldas.
It's true.
Guys. Okay. Connor, you're up next.
Wow. So many choices. How about that? Okay. There's pretty much two ways that I could go with this. And I am there's only two. There's only two more choices on the board.
Interesting.
So it's a short episode.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I got to think about this. Really smart. I did no preparation, so what do I want to choose in the moment?
Good. Riffing. Good.
I am going to... choose.
He like so doesn't know. He's like, what is a game? He's like, one game. One game. What's one game?
If only I saw a game in here, I'd choose it.
Look at your balls.
Man, this is just absolutely brutal. I will go with the game that is titled.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
God, this is hard.
Are you about to say, like, Halo or something?
I know, right? I'll go with, I hate this. This is so hard. This is the longest anyone's ever taken to pick a game.
For their first pick.
Yeah, truly. I'll go with, turn this off.
Yeah.
I couldn't even think for a second. All right.
That's going to play great on TikTok. It's going to play gonna terrible on the audio.
Yes. I'm going to draft. How about the game that we all know that is.
I'm starting to think he's never played a game before.
I'll take The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom for the Nintendo Switch.
Okay, now that's a top-down Zelda, if you ask me.
Now, I think there are kind of a couple ways we could go with this. I would be prone to say this is a 3D Zelda, but I could also see an argument for a 3D world situation where it's like, oh, the Breath of the Wild style Zeldas are their own thing. What do you guys think?
Unfortunately, actually, I do think 3D Zelda.
I also, unfortunately, think this is 3D Zelda.
And same.
Now the Zelda games are just off the table.
I guess yeah, with maybe possibly with the exception of Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, and a, I don't know.
Stinky.
There's a game on the Wii.
We forgot that.
That yeah. We're also forgetting.
On the Wii?
I never forget that game.
Okay, yeah. I know
you don't. Oh, Crossbow Boy or whatever?
Oh.
Crossboy, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, 3D Zelda's off the table. So, that's...
Sorry that that took so long, truly.
No worries, no worries. Okay, it's my turn. I'm going to pick a game called F-Zero GX for the Nintendo GameCube.
Whoa!
I fucking love this game. It's I think it's partly why... The Nintendo GameCube is my favorite console of all time.
Mm.
This one game alone. And, of course, Super Monkey Ball. But, yeah, it's the best. And there's, like, a weird story in that. It's sort of like aping Blade Runner in a little way. Mm-hmm. Fun. Anyways, I think this is F-Zero games on the GameCube.
I think this is all F-Zero games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys don't think this is just... Come on. You don't
Nobody's
think this is
thinking
just
that.
F-Zero games on the GameCube?
Not all games F-Zero? Starring bounty hunters?
No, I say 3D F-Zeros. F-Zero X was 3D, and I was on 64.
Okay, 3D F-Zero. Or are we saying all F-Zeros?
All F-Zeros.
I'd say 3D.
I'd say
all. There's not really a distinction, right?
I say well, Mode 7 is just as good as 3D.
That's. Beautiful take. Very soft take. Okay. Yeah, okay. I'm okay with it being all of F-Zeros. I mean, Adrian, do you... what do we got to do to get you into this F-Zeros? It's all of them.
I mean, I guess we just don't care enough about F-Zero. Is that what it is?
look who you're talking to. It's my favorite.
I'm just saying... There's a lot. There's more 2D F-Zeros than there are 3D F-Zeros. So
we could say
to discount all of them.
We could say home console F-Zeros.
Mm.
I don't like this console distinction.
I think it's just F-Zero. I mean,
me too.
I would even go so far as to say that this lumps in F1 on the Game Boy.
Does it?
Wait, why? Because you just want to get rid of racing games?
That's what because it sounds like.
It's because what's F1?
It's F0 plus 1.
Oh.
It's like a...
I clean computers. I can't do the math.
You clean the computers?
I clean the computers.
I don't know who's doing it, but it's looking good. Patrick, whatever. Keep it up.
You got it, boss.
Okay. I'm okay. Okay, yeah, I'm okay with all F-Zeros. I mean,
I'll let you knock it off. It's fine.
Yeah, we can
all F-Zeros.
Yeah, okay, all F-Zeros. Greg Smith, you're up. You're up.
Twice. Hello, it's me, Greg Smith, twice. Why don't we begin with a little video game by the name of Super Mario World for the Super Nintendo? Jeremy's panic-strickenly looking for something to press. It's going bad.
There we go.
Did Amazing I misread pick. What you were doing? Were you not doing that?
At first, I had to type it on my little sheet here. Super.
I was afraid.
I wrote Super Mario World. I mean, oh, this is my favorite 2D Mario game.
It's my favorite 2D Mario game. It's maybe, it's like top three games I've played the most in my life.
Yeah.
Same. It is... such a fun ratio of joy and pure frustration that I feel like sometimes Nintendo goes a little bit too far in either of those directions, mm-hmm. but this one just gets that equilibrium so smooth. It's just, it's so deep too for the Super Nintendo. It's such a deep cartridge full of all kinds of goodies. The music is so good. This game's just so good. It has to be my Mario game, my 2D Mario game.
Oh, we love this. This is, I mean, we're sad to see it go, but really, it's just gonna. We're just showing it to people, and we're excited too. And I'm excited for you, Greg. That's awesome.
Thank you.
This was one of the few that I was considering in those 13 minutes where I was thinking about what to pick.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh God! Oh God! Disgusting! What is a Ribley?
No,
at a time like this, a freaking Ribley crawled on board. This sucks, guys.
Oh no,
this sucks. It's gonna eat one of our picks.
Well, that's normally what a Ribley would do.
Yeah, normally.
But this is a mother Ribley. She's got to build a nest.
Oh, gross.
Oh, no.
Jeremy, can I get a random number generator between 1 and 12?
Yeah, you better believe it.
Why did I buy those shields from Kmart?
I don't know.
They were on sale. Blue light special.
Okay.
Don't mention blue around Patrick.
Yeah.
I'm still upset.
You did that yourself. You called it the blue light special.
Okay, 1 and 12, you say?
Yes.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. 7.
All right, so we can now see that the Ribley, the mother Ribley, is building her nest on top of the GameCube library. We will no longer be able to select games on the GameCube.
What?
Wow.
Oh no.
Wow. And I know that I was texted about this, but I am shocked because I don't remember reading that. That is incredible. No more GCs?
There's a Ribley building a nest on it.
I can't believe that. Oh,
mother
so
Ribley.
Gross.
Can I ask why we're not choosing to kill the Ribley?
No guns.
No guns
on board.
Can we beat it up?
You can try.
Sure, if you want to lose your hands.
Oh, fair. I don't.
I blew my hands out.
I hope this Ribley doesn't need a million consoles to make its nest because we might be in some trouble.
That is a real stinky whiff. I'll tell you that. I mean, that's about the strongest thing I can think
of
right
that's
now.
That's a big one to take out.
Yeah, that's huge. Oh gosh, but am I still safe with my choice that I have?
You got it out before the Ribley built a nest on it. Yeah,
thankful. I'm very thankful for that. Okay, great. Well, Greg, sorry to interrupt. I know you were on a really good flow there, but these stupid Ribleys. What is your next choice?
Well, since the mother Ribley took out the Nintendo GameCube, I think strategically, because I know I want something from this represented, and that kind of took my first choice, I'm going to move into the Nintendo Switch, and I'm going to pick a video game entitled Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
Whoa!
I love...
This is all 3D Marios, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's what we said.
And Donkey Kong, too.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, Animal Crossing while we're at it.
Mm-hmm.
Splatoon?
No, those little fuckers could stay. Am I allowed to say that? I didn't ask. I should have asked. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun too. It's fun to say stuff like that.
That's true.
Okay. Greg, what is this game mean to you? Anything or nothing?
It's just like a bad game that I picked because I don't like it. I love Mario Kart so much. If you were to ask me, like, if I get one game to play for the rest of my life, it would either be this one or Double Dash for the GameCube. This one, though, I mean, it's just the thing that I love about the Switch re-releases that make them feel less like double dips or people out of ideas or whatever is how deep they go. They just like fucking throw everything at you. And in the case of Mario Kart, I want it all and I want it more. They could release booster packs for the rest of my life and I would be so happy. They never need to make another one again. I feel that way about another Switch game. I wonder if it'll get picked. Mm. Although I doubt it because I think it's a hot take. But yeah, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is some of the most fun I have.
Huh. Well said. Love that. Back
and I.
And,
I
oh, assume, and we're yeah. What are we saying?
Well, yeah, I assume that's Mario Kart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, Mario Kart franchise.
That's a big one to go.
And also the Sony PlayStation 2. That's off the table now too.
Oh man. Ah.
Dang it. Dang. I was gonna bring Maximo. Okay. I'm gonna go from the PS2.
I don't know what that is.
It's like a 3D version of Ghosts and Goblins.
Cool.
By Capcom. Mm-hmm. It's a really good game.
Is Maximo a ghost or a goblin?
Maximo actually is Arthur. He's now named Maximo.
The Aardvark?
No, the Arthur from Ghosts and Goblins or Ghosts and Ghouls.
Oh, I didn't know there was a... Okay.
I'm going to pick Super Duper Smash Brothers.
For?
The Switch. Ultimate, I guess. Super Smash Brothers Ultimate.
Then I take Super Duper Smash Brothers.
Was that the game
you're
thinking?
Super Smash Brothers Greg? Ultimate was the other game I was thinking of.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, obviously, I think I would probably choose Melee over this. But
Ribley.
But Ribley.
Ribley
did her business on it. So now we gotta so I think this is the second best one. And it's all Smash Brothers. Whole franchise.
They're all off the table. Is there a particular character in Ultimate that makes you pick that one?
Oh,
or is it just the volume of characters?
Oh, I don't know. Hold on.
It's Cloud. He's showing Cloud.
Yeah, no, I'm showing Cloud.
A ghoul or a goblin?
I know that guy.
Showing Cloud. Okay, that's my I like Cloud a lot. I mean, I like that those guys are in there. I mean, I like that a lot of different the Tekken guys in there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the Xenoblade guy in there, you know?
Couple of Terry Bogart.
Oh, yeah.
Humphrey Bogart.
Humphrey Bogart's in there. Right?
His uncle?
Sora.
Mark Gable. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Catherine Hepburn's
in there. Freaking
Captain, I have an upbeat attack.
Everyone's in
Catherine
there.
Catherine Hepburn in Super Smash Brothers impression.
Judy Garland's in there. Okay, Connor. Last time you chose 3D Zeldas. What might you choose this time?
Tears of the Kingdom was my first pick. So Switch is off the table for me, which. It's tough. So but I think I am not going to complicate this for myself. I'm going to take my third favorite game of all time. That is Super Mario 64 for the Nintendo 64. And I'll categorize this as 3D Mario games.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think it has.
I think you are correct. I think all mainline Mario games are now gone.
They're gone.
Will I regret that in 20 minutes? We'll see.
I forgot.
Thank you. Yeah. That feels appropriate.
Yeah, and I did forget this is my favorite game of all time. My number one favorite game. So I should have picked it.
Tough to forget.
Yeah, dang.
I have my one... B and my number three favorite games ever on this list. So I feel pretty good so far. But then again, I like a lot of games from this console. So maybe I should have picked something else. We'll see.
Yeah, maybe. That's a solid choice, though. Super Mario 64, gone. Mark Mitchell, we're back.
Okay, so this is where I think Connor and I, when we are trying to figure out if a game was in the spaceship or not, I don't know that this would be the same game, but Connor was looking to see if a game was in the spaceship. I was also looking to see if a game was in the spaceship. This game is Dragon Quest IX for the Nintendo DS. So
I think this is in the ship. Yeah,
yeah, it's, oh, okay. It's in the ship.
Published by
perfect.
Nintendo. Yeah.
Published by Nintendo in the United States. Developed by Square Enix. Dragon Quest IX, Sentinels of the Starry Sky was my introduction to Dragon Quest. And I completely fell in love with the franchise.
I love this game, and I hope that they re-release it on, like, they remake it for modern hardware at some point, so that way people can play it again.
Yeah, especially because it's got that like a multiplayer kind of angle to it, right?
Yeah, totally. It was like kind of like I actually played it entirely in single player, so I never experienced the multiplayer aspect. But it did exist. Yeah, it was almost like a proto MMO type thing going on.
Yeah, it's a really cool game. That's awesome. So, what are we calling this? A Nintendo?
Dragon Quest?
Dragon Quest, yeah.
We're not. What if we called it Nintendo RPGs?
That's way too broad.
Whoa.
Okay.
Now it's way too broad, F-Zero.
They published most of the Dragon Quest games on Switch and a lot of them on DS and 3DS. It makes sense to me.
So cool. Dragon Quests are gone. Patrick.
Yeah.
You're up.
Okay. So I'm gonna do a Game Boy Advance pick here.
Interesting.
And I'm going to do a Metroid pick here.
Oh no.
I'm selecting Metroid Zero Mission.
Oh no way.
You just broke Adrian's heart. It's actually hard to watch.
Yeah, this sucks for me too.
They gotta go at some point, and yeah. There are a lot of games on the Super NES and on the Switch that I want to grab later. And Zero Mission rules. It's like the perfect way to recontextualize the original Metroid. I love it. And it's better than Fusion.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I'm so... Well, what are we calling this?
I think we're calling it 2D Metroid.
Oh my god.
What if we called it handheld Metroids?
No.
What the heck?
Handheld is not a genre.
I'm glad you turned blue.
What? I'm saying, okay, wow, all of them. Dang. What? So why not Super Metroid, huh? Punk?
Yeah, same question.
I love Super Metroid, but there are just more games on the Super NES that I wanna get at later.
Okay,
but
I feel like
Metroid was not going to survive a back-to-back Adrian Holmes pick.
Sure wasn't.
Yeah,
sure wasn't.
Dang. All right, Metroid Zero Mission, 2D Metroids gone off the table. Adrian, we got double picks.
All right, let's do this. Contrary to popular belief, I'm actually going to keep going off the wall.
Yeah.
My next pick is from the Dark Horse Wii U.
Oh.
And that would be Bayonetta 2.
Mm. Whoa.
Awesome.
Bayonetta 2 is an incredible follow-up to the Bayonetta series, and it's still a wonder that Nintendo even agreed to publish this, knowing that they were still in there. We want to keep a family-friendly image days. So I don't know what discussions took place in that back room for this to happen, but it's a miracle that it did.
So are we just categorizing this as mommy games?
Mm-hmm. I mean...
Step on me games.
Colloquially, yeah. I'm not opposed, but for a scientific category, what are we saying? Beat-em-ups?
Well, that's more of a genre, right? I think it's just Bayonetta. It knocks all the Bayonetta.
Beat 'em ups. Yeah. Nintendo beat 'em ups.
Well, yeah, I think
Nintendo beat 'em ups.
What?
Well, I mean, we took F-Zero away from Adrian. I feel like we should just it just feels nice.
Feels right.
You know what?
Those are franchises. F-Zero is a franchise. The rule is franchise, not genre.
Well, if you think about it. Beat-em-ups is sort of a franchise.
No.
No, it is not. I thought about it, and it is not.
And it's not.
I don't know if you're thinking about it long enough.
I'm thinking about it. This
will help you think. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're thinking. Mm-hmm.
Now I'm thinking I want to beat you up.
See, that proves my point. Okay.
I guess the question is what other Nintendo beat 'em ups are there that would be taken off the table by this?
Oh, there's so many. Let's
no, name one.
Mario Tennis.
I couldn't tell you.
I don't think there is one.
Yeah.
I mean, well,
nothing that's on my radar. At
what
least.
Do we think about?
All right. Good. I'm glad we're agonizing over the distinction then.
Okay, great. So then we are saying this is Nintendo beat 'em ups.
Fine. My notes say Bayonetta. But
okay,
fine.
Great.
Or I'll take, because there is some platforming. We could say action platformer.
No.
That feels more dangerous. Yeah, that feels more dangerous.
That does feel like a lot of games.
Look,
that's funny.
Is that a threat?
I do like that. That is funny. The Banjo-Kazooie likes.
I'd love to call it that.
Okay. I'm going with Nintendo beat 'em ups because only Bayonetta seems to fall under that anyway. Oh, no.
This is just brutal.
We don't like this. Why don't the Ripleys understand? We don't like when this happens.
Whatever you do, don't take the Virtual Boy.
Is that on there? Is that a possibility? Because that's good news for everyone if it is.
It is on there, yes.
Okay, good.
Jeremy, 1 through 11, please.
1 through 11.
I say take away N64. Let's do it. Oh, I'm on the Ripley side now. What are they called?
Ripley.
I'm on the Ripley side now.
No, with a B.
I'm okay. On the Pipley side.
There you go.
Okay, 1 through 11. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
And boing. 4.
The Virtual Boy.
Oh, oh
that's true?
Great.
Virtual Boy Library is now home to another Mother Ripley nest. We can not select games from the Virtual Boy or the GameCube.
Can I just say we're pretty lucky here? What's that?
Do you think the Ripley followed us to this planet that we're going to? Like, are we going to be responsible for like it infesting this planet and destroying the life that we're about to meet?
I don't know. I mean, what do you guys do? You think our spaceship smells like Ripley food?
What do Ripleys eat?
Well, they used to eat video games.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
I understand.
Adrian, keeping in mind you cannot pick any games from the Virtual Boy.
Okay.
What is your next choice?
All right. This one is this one's pretty avant-garde. I feel like this one's going to go down in the history books here.
Ooh, okay. I like this.
This is going to be my Nintendo Switch pick.
Whoa.
And I'm going to pick ARMS.
What?
Whoa.
The other Nintendo beat 'em up?
It's not a beat 'em up. It's a fighting game. Thank you very much.
ARMS rips. I like this pick.
Yeah, thank you. Cool. That game rules, and it didn't get a fair shot, I feel like.
Hmm. Is this a franchise of one, or does it get lumped into like...
Like snipper clips and stuff.
He's like Punch Out part of this franchise.
Oh.
Ooh. I mean, it is a fighting game. Cool. So we could say the proper fighting game genre or for Nintendo fighters.
Yeah.
Which just takes out this and Joy Mecha Fight. Right?
And Punch Out.
Right. And Punch Out. Sure. And of course, Tellero Boxer on the Virtual Boy, which we can no longer select.
Right.
Yes, of course.
And that, of course, RIP. Okay. Okay, ARMS is taking out Nintendo fighters, meaning, and I would say the most significant of that being Punch Out, if anybody
cared
about that. That's a huge one.
Dang.
Okay, Patrick, you are up.
All right, I am going to take and... I want us to have a good conversation about what genre this falls into, or
okay.
What franchise this is a part of.
So
it knocks out. I want a good conversation.
Hey,
and
fellas.
Okay.
I want a nice, good conversation about this in a second. Okay?
I want a good one.
All right.
On the Super NES, Super Mario RPG.
Oh.
Now,
that's your Super Nintendo game?
What are you?
Wowzer.
I already got Super Mario 3D World and Metroid Zero Mission. I feel like I'm doing good. I'm taking Mario RPG.
Okay, you're taking the original Super Mario RPG for mm-hmm. Super Nintendo. Tell me about this game.
Wait, sorry. I know my job is to clean computers, but yeah. I think we're missing a sound riff here.
That's absolutely right.
Thanks.
Thanks, Patrick. Thanks for catching that.
You get
no
problem.
No, thank you. I cleaned
whoever
computers.
Caught it, I appreciate it. It was perfect.
I caught it.
But I would say you get this sound effect if you pick anything with Mario or any or any Geno likes.
What's in that bad boy, Connor? What's in there?
Geno likes
Coke Zero Sugar.
Hell yeah.
Did you put any whiskey in there?
No, who's to say?
Oh. I'm guessing yes.
All right.
I like this game. I like this game a lot.
Yeah.
I liked it when it was re-released on Switch recently. And I love all the dumb little characters and their silly abilities. And I love an RPG where the numbers are small. You know, my guys are never dealing 10,000 damage. Come on. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah. 9999 is as high as I'll go.
That's too high. 999. I'll take that instead. I want to get that lazy shell twice.
Wait,
once
wait.
His armor, once his weapons. What?
I have a joke. Can you say that number again?
999.
What are you, a disagreeable German?
Yeah. Nine.
Very good.
Thank you.
I would like to propose that this is all Mario RPGs.
Hate that. Though.
Taking out like Slow Paper down. Mario.
Yeah. Taking out Paper Mario.
I think it's at Mario least the and Paper Luigi. Mario. Like it at the. Least it's
does it take
Mario.
Out Star Tropics is a question. Is that an RPG?
No, yeah. It's not. And no, it does not.
Huh.
I could see an argument for all Mario RPGs. My initial thinking when thinking about this line of games was this game and then the Paper Mario series, since there is a direct lineage there. Mm-hmm. But I'm open to discussion.
I know it's not popular, but this game is a textbook example of an RPG, and I really do think that we should at least put it on the floor for Nintendo RPGs.
I agree.
For Nintendo RPGs?
Correct.
So oh, I don't agree. Never mind. I misunderstood.
You're saying this takes out the Golden Sun games, the Earthbound games.
Yes.
No, Adrian, no. Come on. I love you, buddy, but no.
This is what happens.
I love Adrian's sort of like Joker turn.
It's tough to reckon with.
I love that. Nintendo RPGs. Well, Adrian, here's what I would say the only thing with that is, didn't we already take one? Dragon Quest IX was already taken. So then would that knock that one out?
What do you mean by it was already taken?
A Mark already took Dragon Quest IX, which is a Nintendo RPG.
But maybe you can, I mean, technically it's not a Nintendo RPG. They just published it, right? So
right.
It would still fit.
I do think that's true.
I do think if we're not like eliminating all RPGs, I definitely think you could draw that through line from Super Mario RPG to the Paper Mario series and then to the Mario and Luigi series. So I think you could wipe out all of those fairly clean.
That's what I'm proposing, is that it is a Mario RPG, that any RPG with Mario in the title is now gone.
Okay.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I could do that.
Any disagreeers?
Can I ask why we just heard Down with the Sickness?
Thought it was appropriate.
Why?
To punctuate the moment.
What moment?
The moment we were sharing.
What was the moment we were sharing?
Oh, just the moment of deciding.
And why specifically does Down with the Sickness punctuate deciding? Okay.
Because it's one that I have. I have that one. I have this one. This is from Parappa, the rapper.
Oh, yeah. It sure is.
I got this one.
Don't you know?
are okay, Nintendo RPGs, or are we saying Mario RPGs?
Mario RPGs.
Who's is anyone?
I'm outvoted, so it's fine.
I voted. Sometimes it comes down. We never vote, though.
We never do, and we never will.
History belongs to the victor.
Okay, we're saying Mario, the Mario franchise.
RPGs.
Mm-hmm. Gonzo. That takes out at least 10 games I
exactly.
wanted. Mark?
Back to me.
You're up.
I'm going to do Donkey Kong Country for the Super Nintendo.
Okay.
Wow. It's my all-time favorite Super Nintendo game.
It's so good.
Absolutely love it.
Great.
The music is timeless. I don't really have much more to say about it, honestly.
Is this all games with monkeys?
All games with monkeys. So Super Monkey Ball gone.
Wait. All games with monkeys?
Yeah, and I know Super Monkey Ball is not a Nintendo game, but I am jettisoning it out of the spacecraft. I know that you smuggled it on board, Jeremy.
Heck?
And I've taken all copies
come
of Super
on,
Monkey
Mark,
Ball.
Give it back.
And I no.
No, come on.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Oh, let, no. me just play, good,
let me
huh,
just play
Jeremy.
10 levels, please. Okay.
Now, a practical question. Is this all games with playable monkeys?
Oh,
like, are Donkey Kong and Donkey Kong 3 still available?
Wait, 2D Donkey Kongs, right?
Yeah, 2D Donkey Kongs.
Okay.
2D Donkey Kongs. And all copies of Super Monkey Ball in the universe are no longer, they're forbidden.
Okay. Wow.
2D Donkey Kong, meaning Donkey Kong 64 is still on the board.
And you better believe it is. What about
and Diddy Kong Racing, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And
I'd say all Donkey Kong spin-offs are still available, yeah?
Not Tropical Freeze.
Yeah, not Tropical Freeze.
No,
I feel
like
Mario versus Donkey Kong turns into a different genre, sort of, but it kind of starts the same, like close enough. What do you think?
Is that a 2D Donkey Kong?
Like thinking about Mario, like Donkey Kong 94. How would we categorize that as a 2D Donkey Kong game or something entirely different?
I think we find out here.
Ooh,
it is called
shit.
Donkey Kong.
But it is such a different game.
It is.
I think it counts.
Yeah, I think it has to.
I'm okay
with
it.
This also takes out Jungle Beat too.
Yeah, we take out Jungle Beat, but not Konga.
Not Konga.
Which
no.
I
wait, why not
maybe
Konga?
Would have picked.
Konga's not
Konga's
a
rhythm
game.
Yeah.
What about Jungle Beat? You said Jungle Beat is
a 2D game.
The
bongos.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Did Rhythm Heaven not take out all Nintendo rhythm games, just Rhythm Heaven games?
We wrote out Rhythm Heaven. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so just Rhythm Heaven games.
But the Rippers, Mr. Ripper took out GameCube, so we can't.
Oh, you're right.
Konga.
Right, right.
You're right.
That's right. That's right. Can you play GameCube games on the Wii?
Only if they were released again as Wii games. So like
Pikmin.
Yeah, for example.
Okay. Perfect.
Pikmin.
The wheels are turning. Okay. 2D Donkey Kongs are gonzo, but that does include, I think, the Mario V Donkey Kongs, right? Yeah.
Maybe you could pick one of the minis games.
Because the minis is he's not fighting Donkey Kong, is he?
No, he is.
Oh.
But they're different. It's like a different, it's definitely a different like franchise of game.
But 94 is gone, right?
94 is gone.
Okay.
And of course, Donkey Kong 3 starring Stanley the Bugman is off the table.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Okay. Connor, you're up if you dare.
I'm doing a little research.
Night Court.
Yep.
Turn it on.
The research theme.
Interesting.
Song.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna go
for the horns.
Okay. I'm making sure that something is eligible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
smart.
It is. The game I will be choosing for my third pick is Pokemon Soul Silver for the Nintendo DS.
Whoa.
Fantastic.
And I'd like to start the discussion by categorizing this as a mainline Pokemon game.
I think that's correct.
Yeah.
I don't know how else you would characterize it.
Are these mainline games, though? Because I would argue that the mainline games were Gold and Silver.
That's kind of true. That's kind of right.
Aren't the remakes just remakes of
they expand greatly on Gold and Silver.
They yeah, do, but I still think it's pretty solidly in the mainline game category.
I call these side games.
I don't think so.
Because the mainline games of that gen were Diamond and Pearl.
Yeah, that's the mainline. That's the generation is that.
I would also say that the Diamond and Pearl remakes are mainline games, just like Sword and Shield are mainline games.
I wouldn't say that. I would say Sword and Shield are the mainline games.
I don't think that a remake makes it not a mainline game. I don't see the distinction there. That
yeah, I agree.
I personally, it's the same thing. It's just repackaged. And I know there's differences in the game, but for all intents and purposes, it's the same style of Pokemon game, same journey. I think you can make an argument that like Legends isn't mainline, because it's not following that traditional structure. But that's just where my head's at.
I think we have to consult the Greek. Line, as in a straight line, and that to me, when you're doing the remakes, that's not I wouldn't say Link's Awakening Switch is a mainline Zelda game.
What are you talking about? Of course it is.
I would say Breath of the
Wild.
No,
Link's Awakening is not the remake.
See, that's where the argument falls.
But it's the same game.
Yeah, it's the same game. It's just a remake of it.
No, that's not. I wouldn't say.
You're telling me it's not the same game?
I would say it's literally not.
Literally
not the same
exactly.
game.
Exactly.
Let me propose something.
Yeah.
I think if we don't categorize Soul Silver as a mainline Pokemon game, are we categorizing it as a like a spinoff?
I would be okay with a spinoff.
Like
I would take
handheld Pokemon game.
That's 90%.
I literally would take it over mainline. I think the distinction being that. But I also don't care. I would also just say mainline. I would just totally say mainline. I think we could just say mainline.
I really think it is a clear clear line here.
No, it's true. It's the game. It's like you just want to play the better version of it. Or you want the aliens to see the better version.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all about how we're trying to present this.
It's also 100% partly like a DS game that'll make it easier instead of taking a Game Boy one, but
very true.
Yeah.
I'll take mainline. I'm okay with that. Adrian, are you okay with that?
If we were to present the aliens with Soul Silver and another mainline Pokemon game, they'd be like, these are the same games.
I think that's true.
Ah! Yeah.
They would
be like, I don't get this. I don't get the difference here.
These are the same.
This all looks the same from every
Are you saying that the Game Boy Gold version?
Yes.
And Heart Gold, are you give that to somebody on the street and they're going to say this is the exact same game.
They're going to say this is the same franchise. This is the same franchise.
That part I won't argue. They are the same franchise.
That's
what
we're talking about.
No, we're not.
You said same game. You said
same game. You said same game.
Okay, mainline Pokemon game.
My cubes are blue.
We have no more. But I do agree with what you said, Connor. Legends games, spinoff games.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Those are maybe still up for grabs if anybody wants those. You can grab a pinball if you want. You can grab a Pokemon pinball.
I don't think these are mainline games.
I agree.
I'm so excited
about my turn. Okay.
Fair. Okay.
Ooh, go, Jared.
I'll let it go.
Okay. I'm excited because I don't think this has been picked yet, but I can do the Metroid Prime trilogy on Wii. Can I do that?
Yeah.
Awesome. I'd like to do that.
That is an incredible pick, Jeremy.
Okay. Awesome.
Well done.
So that takes out the Metroid Prime games. So no one gets to select Federation Forces.
Yes. Sorry, guys.
Great Wii pick.
And it gave me something to do on the Wii. I needed that. Okay. And yeah, we'll just say, what are we saying? You said Metroid Prime games or?
Yeah, Prime games.
I was just going to say 3D Metroid games.
I would say that.
Okay. I mean, so it's the Prime games plus Other M?
Yeah. I mean, it's not a huge difference.
I don't think anyone's going to take it.
Okay, cool.
But so like, I now my brain likes it on my list better because I have 2D Metroids and 3D Metroids.
I gotcha.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Greg, or it's as me. I like to call you, Mr. Doubles.
Hey, Daddy-O, it's me, Mr. Doubles. Oh. Most people do things once, but I do things two times. Fuck.
Greg.
Well, the character was so clear right then to me.
He's ruined. The character's ruined. Okay.
We're getting a little hard here.
It is getting hard.
Can I ask a macro question?
Mm-hmm.
How many games total we picking?
Five each.
So I've picked two, and I'm about to pick two more. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
We got an hour, maybe two tops left. So
I'm gonna pick for the handheld Game Boy system.
Oh.
A little game called Tetris.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, man. That's a good one.
Tetris, perhaps the platonic idea of a video game. Perhaps if, like, I was to pick one game that represents what a game is, that's what I would pick. It's perfect. It's great. I could play it for 100 years. It's great.
That's incredible. Yeah, it's the best. I have this, like, burned into my brain image of my mom playing that when I was like such a small boy.
Yeah, it's me.
And like looking up, it was you. Yeah.
Jeremy, I'm your mom.
And I'm looking up at you. And I remember you smiling down at me. That was, that's a great memory.
And then I'd
you
say, don't call me mom. Call me Mr. Triples. Doubles. Fuck.
Oh, God.
Damn it. Okay. Are we saying puzzle games?
I think it's just Tetris.
Tetris games.
It's any game with anything shaped like an L.
Okay.
Greg, I was distracted by, happenings, but was this the original Tetris?
Yes, for Game Boy.
Okay. Wonderful pick.
Thank you.
Okay, so not puzzle games, Tetris games?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Tetris
games. Great pick.
And now it's me once more?
Yes.
Probably in like a second.
Oh, no!
Oh, I see.
We don't... think we like this for a second, you're wrong.
I hope that it just tries to take the virtual boy nest from the other Gribbly.
I mean, here's the real problem I'm seeing here is that there are two Mother Ribblys approaching us.
Brutal.
Okay, here we go. We're going to generate 10, two numbers, 1 through 10. 9 and 10.
Gentlemen,
wait, taking two? Why is it taking two?
Because there are two of them.
There were two of them.
Oh my God.
There are two of them, I guess.
Let's get it over with.
The libraries representing the Wii U and the Switch have been overtaken by Ribblys.
Already did those.
Yeah. I didn't do Wii U, but that's
holy crap.
That's brutal.
That's fricked up. Okay, Greg. No Switch.
Well, I did already have my Switch.
You did have your Switch, which is good, yeah.
And the Wii U, 3D World probably would have been my Wii U pick. So yeah. I'll move to the Nintendo 6 and 4. And I am going to pick a video game entitled Mario Party.
The first one.
The first one.
Good pick.
And great. I feel like
the original Mario Party.
I feel like part of my duties on the brig are to say perhaps there is a sound cue. I was actually looking for Down with Sickness, but that's fine. Thank you.
Sorry for the confusion there. Computers are a little dirty.
Oh, Mark, clear
They're
this
not.
Up, would you?
They're not. I'm doing, yeah.
Look,
doing
I don't know whose job it is, but would somebody clean those computers? Would somebody get to it?
It's my job and I'm good at it.
Greg, what do we have some memories with this game or what?
Yeah, I've got a lot of core memories with Mario Party. I've got core memories of my palm, like doing the control stick thingy. I've got core memories of like making up lyrics to the songs that would play during mini games. A lot of like fun anger comes from these games with like the weird twists of luck it would give you. It's just so joyful and so kind of like camaraderie building. I just love it so much.
Great pick, Mario Party.
And I would say this is the Mario Party franchise.
Yes.
Oh, we don't want to do puzzle games?
I was going to argue strategy games.
No. Oh, God. Kill
Stirring
me.
The pot a little bit.
No. Adrian, come on.
Mario Party franchise, gone. Okay. It's my turn. I know this is going to be kind of hacky because we talked about this game literally earlier, but I am going to pick Fire Emblem Awakening.
Ooh,
Raider!
On the DS.
That may be hacky, but it's a awesome pick.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I love this game. I think it's the best freaking one. It's so good. And and on the DS, it sings, baby. It sings. It's beautiful. Okay. We're calling this Fire Emblem Games.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just wish they would bring back the like time traveling kids stuff. That's such a good element of that game.
Yeah, that rocks so good. Fire Emblem Awakening. Connor?
Yeah.
Took away Pokemon. He took away 3D Mario and 3D Zelda. This is sort of like an epic run you have going on here.
It really is. I guess I should make a pick, huh? I don't know what I'm going to do. This is a tough choice. It's really hard. Like, where do I even start?
Are you really? Or I can't tell. You're doing such good acting.
I've got, first of all, thank you so much. I'm looking at some games over here. And you know what? Why don't I... This is tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll make this easy. I'll just rip the Band-Aid because I've been taking so long on these. For the Nintendo Wii, I will select...
Huh?
Animal Crossing City Folk.
Whoa! That is... Wow. Wild.
I don't have anything on the Wii yet, obviously. Nothing from that franchise has been taken. And I want to make sure I get a Wii game. There's so much good stuff on the Wii, but that's what I'm going with.
Yeah, wow. That's great. Have you ever played this? I've never played this game.
Yeah, this is one that I think I got pretty soon after it came out. I remember going to friends' towns to trade fruit and stuff like that over the internet through the Wii somehow, and still have a soft spot for it big time. I think I would prefer the original or the DS version personally, though I spent more time with the DS than this one, but I already have a DS game, so I'll go with City Folk. Here's a weird thing.
Huh.
It always seemed strange to me that they named the Wii game City Folk and the DS game Wild World, because I just thought that, like, you know, the DS is smaller, it's a handheld system, that might be City Folk, it's more local, and that the Wii is, like, spanning. But I guess the DS had the internet connection, so that's why they probably did that, right?
That's exactly it.
It was, like, a huge feature of that. Okay.
You're connecting the world. It's a wide world out there.
I love that. So, yeah, Animal Crossing City Folk, and I think the only way I know how to categorize this is just Animal Crossing games.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think that specific way to do it works. What do you guys think?
Mm-hmm. I think it's the only way to do
it. I'm writing it down. I'm writing it down. Mark?
I'm going to take Wii Sports for the Wii.
Ooh.
That's good. Puzzle
I
games?
Wanted that.
Yeah. What is this, like, that Wii
I think it's series? The Wii franchise. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this
so,
is...
like, Wii Music off the board.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Wii Fit.
Mark, can I buzz in your ear for a second?
Yeah, please.
You have the chance to scorch some real earth here. You could do Nintendo sports games.
He can try it. He can try it.
I like it. Mark, I like where this is going. Mark, what do you think? How can I get you into this?
I'm swayed.
Put your names in the book.
I'm swayed. Yeah, Nintendo sports games. Stamp it.
It's sports in the
stamp
title.
It?
It's too big. It's
Patrick,
too
put
big
down
of
the
franchise.
Stamp. Don't stamp it.
I don't Wait, stamp this.
Name one other one.
Ice hockey.
Huh?
On the NES.
What the heck?
What do you mean, what the heck? It's on the Nintendo Switch Online.
What the
Mario heck? Golf, Mario Tennis.
Mario Golf, Mario Tennis.
Mario Baseball.
Mario Strikers. Yeah. Because what do you call those? Yeah. Basketball games?
You would call Mario
Hoops. I forgot about that.
Hoops.
Mario Hoops on the, yeah, Mario
it,
Basketball
Mark.
Games.
Do it.
Come on, Mark. Come on.
Don't do it.
No. Let's see. Do I get to decide?
For some reason, yeah, right now you need to decide this one.
Oh my gosh. This is a lot.
And we all have
pressure.
To abide
this
by
a lot
it.
Of pressure.
Yeah, and it's like crazy. But yeah, we have to do it.
All right. I'm picking up the stamp. I'm picking up the stamp next to the computer cleaner, which is my breath. And I am.
What is that?
I'm
happening?
Doing it. Nintendo sports games.
Okay. And this feels good because Mark, you know, has been. Clearly not doing his job for the entire time he's been here, so he needed a win, I think.
These computers are spotless. Also, Jeremy, I do, because it's all Nintendo sports games, and that counts like Mario Tennis and Mario Golf, do I get a little, do we get a little sound thing?
Very nice.
And I'm sure Mario shows up in those Wii sport games somewhere, you know.
He doesn't
cool. They're all memes.
Oh, I'm sure his face is in there. Okay.
That's devastating because now I cannot for my next pick select Rusty's Real Deal Baseball on the Nintendo
Correct.
3DS.
Gosh, that's brutal.
You have to pick
I don't know, is that
3DS
more of a
game?
Life sim?
Mario does appear in Punch Out, which that's is true. Technically another Nintendo sports game, but we already knocked that out from fighting.
We did
games.
Knock that out. That's but true. That is
oh my god. I'm sorry, if anyone doesn't know what Rusty looks like. Do yourself a Google. It's really good.
Yeah, check out Rusty Slugger.
Yeah, Rusty Slugger.
That's a great game,
rules.
By the way.
Great yeah. rules.
Okay, Patrick, you are up. So what are you going to pick?
I mean, that was going to be my pick. I figured no one was going to pick baseball games, but Mark picked all of sports.
You're welcome.
And sports is kind of a puzzle if you think about it.
It is, but not a game with L-shaped blocks, which is what Greg said.
Yeah, true.
I can't do a Switch game because there's a Ribley on there. So I'm going to, and I can't pick a GameCube game, but I will pick the new Play Control version of Pikmin 1 on the Wii.
Oh!
I was recently Pikmin-pilled by yes. Pikmin 4, which is now one of my favorite games ever. But the original Pikmin is such a good like thesis statement for what that game is, and like just exploring and trying to dig those little freaks out of the ground. I love it, and I will take the Wii version. That is all Pikmin games.
Okay. Not top-down Pikmin games?
No. No, I'm claiming also Hey Pikmin, so that's
part of it. That Miyamoto, man, he can make a game, you know?
I love Pikmin, dude. It's so good. I got Pikmin pilled, too, around the same time with that fourth game. So, such a fun game. Okay.
And Adrian? That first one holds up. Is still, like, a masterpiece, by the way.
Yeah, great.
Yep.
Great stuff. Adrian, they call you Mr. Doubles. They call you Mr. Doubles.
Hey, wait. Hey.
You're up, baby.
Yes, of course.
Two picks.
People do things
price
twice.
Of
I mean,
one.
Oh boy. My next pick is from the Nintendo 3DS.
What?
Mm-hmm. That hasn't been Ribley'd, I don't believe, right?
No.
Okay, cool.
Not yet.
My pick is going to be Pushmo.
Whoa.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
Is that just spelled push and then mo?
M-O, yep.
Like the Stooge?
Nice.
Yeah.
Like what Larry might do to the Stooge.
Yeah, there's Push Larry.
Oh, very good.
Push Mo, Push Curly.
And it is the Stooges game, right?
Yeah, this gets rid of all, let's say, vaudeville games.
Yeah, what would you call that? Yeah, that's a good question.
You might call this a puzzle game, Jeremy.
They do.
But would you? Would you?
Yeah. I would.
So no Yoshi's Cookie's off the table?
Yoshi's Cookie is on the table.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to get a genre ban. Here we go.
Nintendo puzzle games.
Nintendo puzzle games.
We love it. And then I believe, oh God help me if I'm wrong. Is it right? Is this right?
Instead of another Ribley, Slamis Aaron has shown up and she's fighting off all the Ribleys.
Whoa! Yay.
All the libraries are back on the table.
Yay! Thank you, Slamis. Thank you, Slamis.
Thank you, Slamis.
Thank you, Slamis.
I love watching Slamis at the NBA All-Stars Dunk Competition.
Yes.
She is so fun to watch.
Yeah.
Man. Can you remind us all of what libraries those are back on the table?
Yeah. So, I mean, all the libraries, there are no libraries that we can't pick from, but the Wii U, the Switch, the GameCube, and the Virtual Boy are all back in play.
GameCube's back for all you perverts.
Back
out there.
Again.
Yeah.
GameCube's back on the menu.
Okay. Hey, Adrian, it is your second choice, but now you've got a God mode happening here. You got all unlocks, you know?
I do. Big head mode and everything.
Big head mode.
Well, I guess since GameCube's back on the menu, boys, I'm gonna go head over that way. Ooh. I feel like I'm in a minefield right now. But I'm gonna pick Wario World.
Whoa.
Wow. Whoa. I love it.
That's not a Mario awesome. Game.
No.
Right?
Yo. No, I mean, is that like a Wario platformer? Is what like so it gets the Wario Land games as well?
I'm not gonna exclude. I'll just say 3D Warios.
Oh, okay. You wouldn't just say Wario games?
No, I'm a generous god.
Games with Wario in them.
No, 3D Wario is fine.
Okay, 3D Warios are gone.
That's insane.
That is the least. Yeah, that's what well, I mean.
Here's what I'll say:
the swings of.
Hold on! We got pushback.
The Wikipedia for Wario World calls this a beat-em-up.
Oh my god!
Adrian!
What?
I love the power glove. It's so bad.
That is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
That is treasure.
Now I'm playing with power.
You psychos. that's beautiful. I think it's 3D Wario games and...
Is there a second 3D Wario game?
No, that's
the only one.
Wait. Does it, what? Greg? Does it? Did Wikipedia really call it a beat 'em up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm you not, can't pick it.
Then we already banned beat 'em up.
Yeah.
I don't.
Adrian, that's what I'm saying. Sorry, I'm so sorry.
We're choosing how to categorize this.
Oh, that's true.
We
that's
are.
True.
That
yeah,
is true.
Yeah. Sure. But I'm tickled by this discovery.
I think it is. Yeah. I mean, what do we think?
If you looked at the video of it, it's definitely a platformer.
I advocated for Bayonetta being Bayonetta and not being beat 'em ups. And Adrian, I believe you introduced the pushback.
Did I?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, we could just listen back. Roll it.
We won't.
Jamie, roll it. Okay. do we want to... okay, I think 3D Wario. I'm cool. I mean, whatever. Like, I've played that game.
Cares?
It's a platformer. I mean, you punch dudes and you platform. What are we going to do? What are we going to do?
What are
Patrick?
You yeah.
You're up.
I gotta pick something now. I think we've selected too many Nintendo franchises now, and I don't know what's left.
Okay.
Pretty much nothing.
No. There's something is left.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think Connor's right. I think there's nothing left.
There's nothing left. I'm gonna take my Switch game.
Okay.
And so many of the great Switch games have already been taken, so many franchises taken out. No one has talked at all about Kirby yet.
No one's talked Kirby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna take Kirby and the Forgotten Land.
It's a great game.
That's so nice of you.
On the Nintendo Switch. I would say the best, like, classic style Kirby game.
Yeah, for my money.
It's that or Crystal Shards, but yeah.
I really like I really love this game a lot. Mm-hmm. It's great.
It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I just beat it recently. What a game.
It's a lot of fun, good transformations. The little bit of 3D in there is like just enough flavor for it to like not feel like baby's first platforming game.
Amazing music. So good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And in classic Kirby fashion, it's got eldritch horrors from the cosmic space to torture you at the end.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm saying that that is, I'm going to try to claim all Kirby games.
Wow.
That's right.
Sure.
What the heck? We're running out of stuff, guys.
I'm so much more lenient now that there's one pick left for everybody.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, all right. All right. Kirby games gone. No SNES 2D Kirbys.
No Kirby's Block Ball.
Oof. Mark?
I'm going to do Famicom Detective Club for the Switch.
Oh, ooh.
Now that's the cart with both games in it?
I don't know. I bought them digitally. Sure. It's the cart with both. Yeah, it's the cart with both games in it.
What are you calling it?
Yeah. I'm calling it point and click adventure games.
So this also takes out, say, another code.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was such a fun surprise when these remakes were announced for Switch, and they definitely, you know, show their age in their faithful recreations of games from the 80s, but it was fun to be able to experience them. Good characters, good stories, like all around a good time.
Yeah, I was so curious about that when it came out, and then it kind of came and went, and I should put it on my wish list.
If you do, play it with a guide like open next to you, because there are multiple times where the solution is leave the area and come back three times.
Oh boy.
Yeah. But the characters are really fun, and like, I don't know, the stories are pretty good. I would also recommend playing the second one.
Girl Who Stands Behind.
Yes.
That sounds awesome. Connor McCabe, your fifth and final pick. It's time to pick.
All right. How about this? Greg Smith, it's your first time on a Space Solace adventure with us. I need you to make a decision for me. Choose left or right.
No, Greg, don't fall into his trap.
How do I not fall into his trap? There seem to be just directional choice.
Yeah.
Do I say no? I refuse.
Not the trap.
You could refuse. I'll just ask someone else.
I choose left.
Mother 3.
Oh!
For the Game Boy Advance, categorizing this as, I don't know, the Mother series?
Yeah.
Okay. Mother series?
Hey, I got my mommy game anyway.
I would have said games with kids in it, but...
That was a good one.
Man, Jeremy and I played this like a little over a year ago at this point. It is one of my all-time favorites, I think. It's not in my personal top 10, but it's up there. I loved Earthbound 2 quite a bit. And they have different strengths, but this game... I mean, it was between this or Earthbound. I had a NES and a Lucas Amiibo in my hand, so... Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And I think Mother 3 is the superior game.
I do fall there at this point.
Yeah.
Can't fire you on that.
Okay.
Connor, Connor, you didn't have a Super Nintendo game already?
Well, this is a this is for the GBA.
No, I know, but I
just also have no Super Nintendo.
You didn't have it in a Super Nintendo.
All right.
Correct.
Okay, I will also be leaving here without a Super Nintendo game, which is shocking to me. I would have never guessed that coming in here. But a game happened to not get picked, and it is one of my favorite games of all time, and I'm so grateful no one picked it. Mm. Star Fox.
Ooh.
64.
That's, oh, Jeremy.
That's yeah, just like a smoking hot game.
Fantastic there. Game. So many different paths.
Yeah.
You can hear them talking to each other. They've got real voices. Not in 64, right?
They say words.
They say words.
Yeah,
in 64.
They talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just great and infinitely replayable. Just love it so much. And I'm calling this games that take place in the sky.
So Pilot Wings is gone.
Yeah, gone. Yep. Yeah. Greg, your fifth and final choice.
I'm going to pick for the Nintendo GameCube. Oh. A little game called Donkey Konga. Donkey Konga. Badoo, 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 badoo.
Fantastic pick, Greg. I
Donkey
love this.
Konga. Mm-hmm. And not Donkey Konga 2. Donkey Konga 1. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm so glad that we're able to introduce these aliens to the idea of a Konga-based control scheme, a Bongo-based control scheme, even.
Yes. And I do feel like, wow, just looking back at this list here, what a variety we're going to be showing these folks. Shall we go down the list really quick, just so we remind everybody what we chose?
Hit it.
Adrian took Rhythm Heaven for the Nintendo DS, Bayonetta 2 for the Wii U, ARMS for the Switch, Pushmo for the Nintendo 3DS, Wario World for the GameCube. Gosh dang, I got to say, Adrian, that list is mighty eclectic. Patrick is taking Super Mario 3D World for the Wii U, Metroid Zero Mission for the Game Boy Advance, Super Mario RPG for the Super Nintendo, Pikmin 1 for the Wii, and Kirby and the Forgotten Land for the Nintendo Switch. Patrick!
Feel good about it.
It's eclectic. I gotta say, it's eclectic. Mark! Link's Awakening for the Game Boy, Dragon Quest IX for the Nintendo DS. Wow. Donkey Kong Country for the Super Nintendo, Wii Sports for the Wii, Famicom Detective Club for the Switch. Mark, we praise you. Your list is eclectic. Connor, The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom for the Nintendo Switch, Super Mario 64 for the N64, Pokemon Soul Silver for the Nintendo DS, Animal Crossing City Folk for the Wii, and Mother 3 for the GBA. I mean, come on.
A little RPG heavy, but we'll take it.
I'd say it's eclectic. I'm, of course, taking F-Zero for the GameCube, F-Zero GX for the GameCube, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate for the Switch, Metroid Prime Trilogy for the Wii, Fire Emblem Awakening, Nintendo DS, Star Fox 64 for the N64. That might be my favorite pull list from any Space Solace.
That's a great list, Jeremy. Yeah,
I never come out of these things on top. I never come out of these things on top. And I think that was a good draft pick. I think that's a mighty eclectic list, if I do say so myself. Greg, Super Mario World for the Super Nintendo, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe for the Switch, Tetris. Woo. Folks, for infinity, he'll be able to play games on the Game Boy. Mario Party for the Nintendo 64, Donkey Konga for the GameCube. With the bongos alone, it's eclectic. Come on, it's eclectic. Folks, those are our lists. That's what we will be introducing to this brand new planet in such a joyful... Oh, no!
Are you kidding me?
Are you out of... No way! A freaking comet? A meteor?
I'm trying to steer out of the way, but the computer is all dirty.
No, it's not. No, it's
well, Patrick, computer. Patrick, that's on you, pal.
Yeah, that's your job.
I'm sorry.
No, it's my job, and I'm really good at it.
I let everyone down.
I don't know who is supposed to clean it, but geez, it is so dirty. And wow, and Adrian, I mean, thank you for those shields. It looks like these meteors also eat shields.
I was trying to get a good deal.
I'm so sorry. Folks, We've just lost the entire Nintendo catalog. It is gone.
Okay.
It has gone to space. No one will ever know of what happened with Nintendo, unfortunately. But we will be back next week with a brand new show about a brand new thing. Let me go ahead and do a round of plugs. Do you guys mind if I actually shut the alarm off?
Don't mind at all.
Shut the alarm off. Great. Patrick, where can people find you and what do you want people to know before set off into space?
I mean, first, I just wanted to thank Slamis for saving us from the Ribleys.
Thank you, Slamis.
Thank you, Slamis. Check out her Patreon. if you are listening to this on the Nintendo Cartridge Society feed, keep listening to the show. But if you're listening to it on the other feed, you should check out Nintendo Cartridge Society. It's a podcast I do with Mark. We talk about Nintendo stuff. Everyone on this episode has been on the show. And then if you are interested in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you should check out my Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle source book. One is out in comic book stores. Issue number two. Thank you. Issue number two comes out April 3rd, and there are going to be four issues total. I wrote this book about Ninja Turtles, so check it out.
Freaking amazing. Mark, anything you want to add?
I'll just plug the Nintendo Cartridge Society Patreon, where we do episodes of miniseries once a month. Right now we're going through NCS Arcade, where we're playing games that neither Patrick or I have ever beaten on Nintendo Switch Online. You can check that out at patreon.com/Nintendo Cartridge Society.
Freaking rocks. Go over there, check that out. Adrian Holmes, where can people find you? What do you want people to know?
You can find me any and everywhere on the internet at Homeboy. And you can also find me every Monday night on the Super Gamer Boys podcast, where we talk about all the week's gaming news on twitch.tv, 7 p.m. Be there.
Amazing. Greg Smith, thank you for being here. This was such a delight to have you.
Thanks for having me. The delight was mine.
Yes. What do you want people to know? Where do you want people to find you? Do you want people to follow you?
You can follow my dumbass on Instagram and TikTok at SmithLGreg. Where you can see little silly songs I make, like replacing your balls with soccer balls, as we heard earlier. I have a Substack right now that's called Greg's Blu-rays A2Z, where I am watching my immense Blu-ray collection A to Z, and I'm offering thoughts on whether it stays in plays or whether it goes away. That's what I got, baby.
So risky. I love it. So risky. Connor McCabe.
Yeah, you can... check out my podcast, Call Me By Your Game, wherever you get your podcasts. I've sat down with all these fine gentlemen at one point or another to hear from them about a meaningful game from a particular moment in their life. Check me out on Twitch at twitch.tv/consiscool69, where I just went through Half-Life 2, including the bonus episodes. I mean, I still have part of 2 to finish, but it's great. I'm playing Bioshock for our games club. I started streaming that today. And that's about it for me. Thanks for having me on the good ship Kakarot.
Yeah, the good ship Kakarot. Absolutely. Patreon.com/SuperNPCRadio. That's where you can find bonus content from the makers of this show, Call Me By Your Game, Reactivators, and Inside Video Games Classic with July. We are about to cover the Bioshock series. One game. Doing one game. Bioshock.
That was close.
And I like that you adjusted
from franchise to series.
Franchise series.
That's a puzzle game, right?
It's a bit of a puzzle game, okay. I would say. I would put it in the puzzle game.
Have you seen those pipes in that minigame?
Very puzzling to me. It's going to be a really good time. I think that's going to offer a lot of fun, interesting, weird discussion. And so go over there. Check that out. We'll be back next week. Follow the show on Twitter at BGA Comedy Show. Join our Discord. We talk over there. It's a good time. Okay, sorry, but I do have to turn the alarm back on for the as we jet out of here. Okay, bye, everybody.
We're off stream now. The stream's still going, but we're off, so you can say whatever you want.